Today, we will be talking about being thirsty for God. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to talk about today. And you may know this song that says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone, Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Father, we pray today, Lord, draw our hearts unto you, that we indeed may long after you, just like the deer panted for the water brooks. So, Lord, let our souls yearn for the Lord, even today, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, teach us what it means to seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Teach us, Lord, what it means to choose you as our chief joy. Give us that hunger and that thirst after righteousness, that hunger for God. Teach us, Lord, your ways. Inspire in our hearts a genuine love for the Lord and help us to return to the place of our first love in the Lord. Lord, we love you this morning. We give you all praise and all glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, well, I'm going to get right to it. I want to make it kind of a prayer session today. So I'm going to get right to it. And whosoever will, let them join later on. But we're ready to go. Hallelujah. So first thing we want to do today is consider this scripture in Psalms 42. And that's a place I'm going to be reading from. We'll start there. As the heart panted after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. With a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. See, this man, he thirsted after God. He went even to the house of God. But yet, there was a burden in his soul the whole time. In the midst of the fellowship, in the midst of the people that they went to church together, yet there was a burden in his heart. I mean, it could be a heaviness, could also be a yearning for God. But the heaviness of the soul and heaviness of the heart should drive us towards a more of a hunger for God. Because God put that, you know, that hunger and that void in us, even from the beginning. We were created in his image, and we must, I mean, so there is always that hunger and that void in the soul, you know, he wants to reach out to God. He wants to be filled with the presence of God. And when it's not there, then, you know, there's a heaviness, there's a downcasting. And it says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. And for I had gone with a multitude, I went with them to the house of God. You know, but in the midst of the voice of joy and praise, his soul was still cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hammonites from the hill Mizar, that deep called unto the deeps at the noise of thy waters cries. All the waves and thy billows are gone over me. The deep calling unto the deep. What does that even mean? What does that mean? Well, remember how Jesus used to say, you know, he that hath shall be given more. And how he even said in Matthew 5 and 6, they that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. There needs to be a hunger and a thirsting for the things of God in our hearts. And so that's what we're going to be praying about today. We'll talk about it a little bit. I won't talk too long, but then we're going to pray. You know, when we, when we first came to the Lord, this fire was there. Everyone has that testimony of sorts, especially those that came to the Lord in the olden days. They had a fire in their hearts, and nobody could shut you up. But let's see how the psalmist was always trying to get back there. Yeah, he also experienced, he said, I've seen you in the sanctuary. He experienced it and he wanted more of God. Let's read Psalm 63 and see how he cried out to the Lord. Psalm 63 and verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Now, that could be early in life. That could also be early in the day. You know, and I think it's both of those things. You know, let's not put off seeking the Lord until later, until we've done this and we've done that. We talked about that yesterday in our being ready for the Lord room. You know, but early, he said, will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My goodness. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, to see thy power and thy glory, even as I have seen in the sanctuary. I mean, this man has seen God, has seen the move of God before, and he wanted more of that. He was not satisfied with the status quo. He wanted more of God, because thy loving kindness, he said, is better than life. Woo. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, and I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee even with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed. Now this man, whether he's lying down, whatever he's doing, even on his bed, he's thinking about the Lord. When I remember you upon my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Woo. My soul followeth hard after thee, and thy right hand upholdeth me. I mean, is that your prayer, that your soul, is that your desire? I'm speaking to myself, excuse me, even as I'm speaking to others, that our soul will long after the Lord, that will follow hard. I mean, not just casually, but follow hard after the Lord. Let's see some other things that the psalmist said before we pray. Psalm 84. We'll pick it up again. We'll read a couple of verses there, starting at the beginning. Psalm 84. This is how David continually longed for the things of God. He longed for the house of the Lord too. In those days, house of the Lord was the thing. Today, it's the presence of God for us. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. I mean, there's something inside his heart, even his flesh, I mean, he's got to the point where he's not just seeking for God in his spirit, even his soul. I mean, this man has taken control, and he knows how to encourage his soul. He has, ordered his soul after the Lord. He's not letting his soul just wander off, the soul and the flesh. if we're not careful, we're contrary to the spirit. But this man, he has trained his soul, even his flesh, to thirst after God. My soul longeth for thee, O God, he said. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Now, verse 4 says, blessed are they that dwell in thy presence. It says house here, but I'll say in thy presence. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Glory to God. Now, what are the desires of our hearts today? Do we desire his presence? Are we longing after him? Remember, Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after the Lord, after his righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's see some of the other things that excited this man. Things that excited him and things that he yearned for and longed after. He couldn't wait. If he ever got away from the house of the Lord for a bit, he always wanted to come back. I was glad when they said it's time to go to the house of the Lord. Let's read some of the things that he so yearned for. His soul also yearned for the word of the Lord. Let's look at Psalm 119. And let's pick it up. Very long psalm, but let's just pick it up at verse 81. Psalm 119. We pick it up at verse 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation. I mean, if he's not connected, he even faints. He knows where his source is and he knows what feeds his soul. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will thou comfort me? When our days feel like the shadow, when we feel like we are fading away, that's the time to come more, even closer to the Lord. If we don't eat physically speaking, if you don't eat for a long time, you begin to starve. Well, the same thing, if our soul, that soul needs the presence of God. It needs the stirring of God. It needs the moving of the Lord. And if it's not getting that, then it's going to go into depression. It's going to be deflated instead of being inflated with his presence. And so this man always praying, always wanting more of God, saying, look, if I don't get you, my soul will even be famished. But I need God, he said. Glory to God. Let's look at in the same 119. Let's look at verse 162. Like I said, very long psalm, 176 verses or so. Psalm 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I mean, this man is like he found a treasure every time he hears the word of God. Is that the reaction that our hearts feel to the word of God? Is it like a treasure? A great spoil? Is it like you've won a big prize or something? I mean, for the word of God, something very rich. I mean, do we rejoice at his word like this man? This man is always constantly seeking after the Lord. Hallelujah. There's other people also that expressed their hunger and their thirst for the Lord in this Bible. let's look at some of their testimonies as well before we prayed. Other people also rejoiced at the word whenever they heard it. Somebody like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said in verse chapter 15 and verse 16, "Thy words were found and I did eat them." I mean, this man, my goodness, his daily snacks were the word of God. When he was hungry, he'd grab a bite out of the word. Scripture snacks all day long. We can do that too. You can snack on the word of God. He said, "Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Is that how the word of God is to us? I mean, do we long and thirst for that word? Does it have this kind of reaction within us when we hear the word or read his word? He said, "Thy word was a joy and rejoicing of my heart. I am called by thy name, O Lord of hosts." My goodness. And, you know, as he began to seek the Lord more and more, this is what the Lord told him in Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. The Lord told him, well, let's pick it up from verse 12. "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." You know, that's how the Lord, you know, the Lord doesn't just present himself or manifest himself to us. We got to seek after him. We got to search for him with all our heart. "And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, when you seek me with all your heart. And I will even turn you away from your captivity." You know, and so on and so forth. I mean, but first, the word of the Lord was a joy and rejoicing unto him. And he wanted more of God. He couldn't get enough. And when the Lord sees that you are like that, then he will come to you and speak to you. The Lord saw that Jeremiah was like that, so he spoke to him again. Listen to Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Why? Because his heart was rejoicing at the word of God. "He that hath will be given more. Take heed how you hear." Now this man, the word of God came to him, it rejoiced him. He said, "It was the joy and rejoicing of my soul." You know, and, you know, even the psalmist also said, "I rejoice at thy word." I mean, so when they rejoice like that, when they are hungry for God, hungry for his word, then the Lord turned around and said, you know, "I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Let's go back to the psalmist and read some more of his testimonies of how he sought after the Lord. And well, this time around, we'll go to Psalm 107. I'm going to read maybe just one verse there. Psalm 107, verse 9. This is the testimony. It said, "The Lord satisfied the longing soul." Glory to God. You know. Let me start from verse 8. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." That's a song we sing like that. "For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness." Now, the longing soul and the hungry soul that is thirsting and hungering after righteousness shall be filled. Isn't that what Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 6? This is what the psalmist is saying here as well. Now let's look at some promises. Apart from Matthew 5 and 6, let's look at some other promises of what God said he would do when we are seeking and searching for God. He already said, you know, "You'll find me." And let's look at a few more things that he said. Isaiah 55 and verse 1. He said, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." So if we are hungry, even as it is written, you know, whomsoever will let him come and take of the water of life freely. Come! It's an invitation here. You know, I say, you don't need money. You don't need money. You already have what you need. What you need to pay to get more of God is your heart's desire and your time. You know, how much time do we spend in the presence of the Lord, you know, per day? I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, so let's analyze it. I mean, this is me and you, as all of us together. I'm not preaching at you. The Lord is speaking to all of us. So 24 hours in the day, let's take a look at it. Maybe we sleep for 8 hours out of the 24. Okay, cool. There's still 16 left. Maybe we go to work for 8 or 9 hours. Well, there's still 8 or 7 hours left. And then what do we do with all of that? I mean, so you can see how very easily you can analyze and find out that we're not spending enough time with God. You know, we spend more time with all other things. You know, in fact, we spend a whole lot of time on our jobs. You know, sometimes an 8-hour job turns into 10 or 12. You know, by the time you get ready and prepare to go and you drive and do that and then you come back, I mean, it's 8, 10, 12 hours. It's already gone. You know, and all that. And then by the time you relax and do a few other things, spend 2 or 3 hours doing something else. I mean, it's still 24 hours in the day. Can we spend an hour or two in his presence? And then during the day while we're doing these other things, can we still direct our hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ as the scripture commands us to do? So this is our exhortation to us this morning. We're going to be a quick one, then we're going to pray. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. You know, this is the hour that we should seek the Lord, but not, we don't seek him for naught. There are promises when we are seeking the Lord that we got to hold on to. Here's another one. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. And there's a blessing in here, not only for you, but for your children. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Glory to God. And floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. And my blessing upon thine offspring. Whew. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. Whew. Glory to God. One shall say, I am the Lord's. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another one shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and so name himself and so forth. You know, they'll be starting to turn to righteousness because the Lord is visiting. Glory to God. Lord, our prayer today is that our hearts will turn to you. The Lord gave us many invitations in the Bible. He gave invitations from time to time. And he also gave admonitions. He also gave corrections. He also gave rebuke. Here's an invitation that he gave in Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 to 6. We have referred to that a few times, or maybe several times in this room. Therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, he shall be a peculiar treasure. But you see, there is an if there. We got to seek his voice. We got to keep his covenant. Then shall ye be a kingdom of priests unto me, and ye shall be a holy nation. That's another invitation. And these are the things that we should be seeking after. Seek those things that are above. We read that in Colossians just yesterday. You know, seek those things that are above. Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. The Lord had some good things to say to his church at Ephesus. They were able to discern fake apostles, call them out, and so forth like that. You know, and they were doing some good works. But the Lord had this to say to them. He said, look, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. That first love. Therefore, remember, he said, from whence you are fallen. And repent and do the first works. He's talking about the first love. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove your candlestick from his place, except thou repent. Now, each one of us, the Holy Spirit will have to deal with us to know what is that first love that we fell from, that we have departed from. Just like we were saying in this room yesterday, we were talking about making preparation and being ready. You know, it's all we talked about. What is that one thing? Yet thou lackest one thing. Well, in this case, he says, well, you have departed from your first love. And when you first met the love of God and you first received his goodness into your life, which we call born again sometimes, or whatever experience we call it. I mean, what were the things that fired you up, that excited you? You couldn't wait to go to the fellowship of believers. You couldn't wait to grab a hold of your Bible. I mean, if you prayed, you wanted to come back and pray some more. I mean, it was just fire. You couldn't, nobody could shut you up. You couldn't stop to tell somebody. I mean, you couldn't wait until you had to tell somebody about the Lord. On and on and on. Well, each one of us knows how our first love was. Jesus said, look, you have departed from your first love. A soul that is hungering and thirsting after God will want to return to that first love. We shouldn't be satisfied with the status quo. The status quo is, well, you know, everything is just the way it is. And we fall into complacency. We're no longer energized about the things of God. And when that happens, you know, we really need revival. When that happens, we need revival in our soul. And I'm not talking about, you know, a 3-day meeting in the church. Usually people, when people talk about revival, that's what they think about. But I'm talking about reviving that fire that is going out. Just like we read yesterday, the foolish virgins said, our lamps are gone out. Well, they had the lamp and they had the oil at one time, but it went out. It wasn't that they never had it. They had it, but it went out. So we must not allow our lamps to go out. That's why when we started this room, I quoted for many days, Leviticus 6 and 12 and verse 13. I just kept quoting it repeatedly to remind us that this is what God expects of us. That the lamps, the fire should not go out. The fire upon the altar, he said, shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning. That's why we kept coming in the morning. They shall lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and you know, burn thereof the fat of the peace offerings. You know, we need to put the negative things on the altar, burn them up with the fire of the Holy Ghost, put this flesh upon the altar every day, because the flesh profits nothing. Jesus said, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, it shall not go out. Well, when that fire is going out, what do we do then? And this fire will go out. It will just go out because that's just the way it is. There's too many things going on. You know, devil, and that is, once he can steal your prayer fire, he's got you beat. You know, and, you know, once we lose that edge in our hunger and our thirst and our prayer after God, once we lose that, you know, passion, and the devil will bring so many things. He's a master schemer in that area. You know, just like Pharaoh said, load them with more burdens so that they won't have time to serve the Lord. Well, create more problems when they are thinking and everything is going good, bring one problem from here and there, laden them with so many things that we even depress their hearts, depress their souls. They won't be able to pray. They won't be able to do this thing. They won't be able to seek after God. Well, when you are depressed, when you are sad, that's the time that you should pray even more. That's the time that you should seek the Lord even more. Yeah, some people, when they are sad and depressed, what do? Well, I've seen this on TV. You know, they go and get a gallon of chocolate ice cream. Chocolate ice cream? How in the world is that going to help you? You're going to be more depressed even after you eat that thing. You know, that's not what the Bible says. God gives his own prescription. And it's here in James chapter 5. He gives his own prescription. Is any among you afflicted? That's James chapter 5, verse 13. If you are afflicted, if you are burdened, if you have sorrow of heart, the Bible said, let him pray. Don't go and grab a gallon of ice cream. That's not going to help you. Let him pray. Don't pick up the phone and call your friend. No. Let him pray. This is God's own prescription. If you are merry, what do? Well, sing psalms. Sing praises unto God. But I'll tell you too, you know, when you're afflicted, if you can trade that heaviness for the garment of praise, that affliction will lift from your soul. If you are sick, he says, let him call for the elders of the church. Are we actually doing these things today? No. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and so on. So, when we are burdened, which the devil thinks it's a way of, you know, stealing our prayer fire, turn it around into even more prayer fire. You know, call upon the Lord. Let your soul seek after him even more. Let's have more passion for the things of God. Glory to God. So, that's our topic today, and I want us to pray. That's it for today. Not a whole lot of long teaching today, but I want us to pray about getting this fire back in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirit, everywhere. You know, let our soul thirst for God. There's a song that says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength and shield. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone doth my spirit yield. To you alone doth my spirit yield. You alone. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you to pray with me here this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, light a fire. Light a fire, Lord, in my heart. Light a fire in my soul. Put a hunger, Lord, in my heart and my soul. Help me, Lord. My soul is thirsting for God. My heart yearneth for thee, O Lord. Pour waters upon me, even as in the scriptures. I will pour our water upon the dry grounds, and I will satisfy the longing soul with my goodness. It shall be filled with my righteousness. Lord, we long and thirst after you even this morning. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, here's my invitation for us this morning. I want us to do corporate prayer. That means I'm inviting you to come to the stage and let's pray together. I know you can pray where you are. And that's good too. But I'm asking you, come to the stage. Let's cry to God together this morning. And I'll call out a few prayer points along this line. And let's cry out to God together. And let's see what the Lord will do for us. Even when you are afflicted, even more so when you are afflicted, you need to cry out. Because the Lord said, I have seen their affliction. But now I have heard their cry. So I am come down to go set them free. So in your affliction, you must cry to God. You must cry out to God. And when your soul is afflicted, when you feel like an owl in the wilderness, a pelican in the desert, when you feel all left alone, it is time to praise the Lord. Put on the garment of praise and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Hunger and thirsting after God is what leads to a union with Christ. Enoch hungered and thirsted after God, and his pursuit led him to being unified with the light, and he was taken. We must pursue God with all of our hearts. Jesus said, the greatest commandment is love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Lord, I pray that with all my heart, and with all my soul, I may hunger and thirst after the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You know, the Lord, there are many things that we ask from the Lord from time to time. Lord, give me this. Father, give me that. And he will. But we need to seek his righteousness more. Seek his face. Some people say seek his face more than his hand. Hunger and thirst after God will be filled. That's what the Lord said. You will find me where you should search after me with all your heart. Come ye to the waters. Come and buy and drink without water and without price. Let your heart pant after the Lord. Let the excitement be renewed. If the excitement is waning and fading away, then we need to come more into his presence to fill our hearts. Depression will set in, ladies and gentlemen, when your soul is void of his presence. Depression will set in. And so we got to, I mean, all of it, I mean, you find out that, you know, some days things are going well, and then all of a sudden you just feel sad and depressed. Well, that's because your soul is, people that don't know how to channel that around. What your soul is really looking for then is to hunger and thirst after God. There's only something that can fill that soul. And if it's not there, then it'll be depressed. It'll be deflated. It's like the air is let out. That air that the soul needs is the presence of God. It needs that. And if it doesn't have that, then it'll be depressed. It'll be sad. And you won't be able to put your finger on it. You won't know why. Now, at such a time like that, your soul is afflicted. And if you're afflicted, then you must pray. You must seek the Lord even more. Glory to God. You must lift up your head and allow the King of Glory to come in. You must trade the affliction, trade the heaviness for the garment of praise. And seek him who is the first and the last. Praise him who is the beginning and ending of your faith. Let his word arise in your heart, for he is the day star that shineth even in your hearts. Enter into his presence. Receive his visitation through prayers and through seeking the Lord. Sometimes you got to even fast and pray. Those are the kinds of things we should be fasting for, not for God to give us this or give us that, you know, physical things. So you should never fast and pray for material things. Never. But when you are fasting and praying, it should be for more of God. I want more of God. I want your power. I want to see your power like I've seen in this sanctuary. I want to your presence. I want to see the things, you know. Gideon said, if the Lord be with us, where are all those miracles which we have heard? Those are the kinds of things that our soul should yearn after. Those are the kinds of things that we should pray for. All right, we're going to turn this into a prayer meeting for the next several minutes. So I'm inviting you to come and pray with us on the stage. Anybody that wants to do that, feel free to come. We're going to pray together right now. Glory to God. You know, and every day and every room is different. If you can, come. I know some of you are at work and you may not be able to do that. That's okay. But if you are able to, come to the stage. I'm sending invites to everybody that I see. If you're able, come to the stage. We're going to pray together. We're going to see what the Lord is going to do for us here today. Glory to God. It is a time for us to cry out to God. We need to cry out to God. Hallelujah. We've got to cry out to God. Glory to God. This is the time. Now, we should not be satisfied with just, Father, give me this. Father, give me that. Do this for me and do this for me. Well, he will do that too, but your soul will still be left flat. It will still be deflated. There's only one kind of air that he needs to be inflated, and that's the presence of God. It only comes by thirsting after him. That's it. You know, so the more we thirst after him, the more he will fill our hearts today. Fill our hearts today, overflowing with your presence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So, you know, as you are on stage, we're going to pray together. During this prayer, I am done presenting the lesson. During this prayer time, you feel free to, release your microphone and let's pray together. This is now an old fashioned prayer session that we will cry out to God together. Glory to God. And our first prayer point is, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing. He said, thy people shall be willing. Well, the flesh is not willing. The spirit is the one that is willing. But your soul, Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The soul and the flesh, they are weak. They are not willing, but the Lord can make us willing. But we must direct our hearts into the love of God. The patient waiting for Christ. We must, you know, instruct our soul to think on the things of God. We must direct our soul into prayer, even this morning. Now, let's lift up our voice and begin to call upon the Lord. I'm asking my wife to lift this segment of prayer. Open your mouth and begin to call upon the Lord.
We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you
adoration. We need more of you, Lord.
Thank you. More of you in our lives. Lekabo
shatara
labo. Jesus, toke hika santa manda.
Remo sheta libo sakarina
ba. Nasateke hika zodoba
dari kasante. Lo sapo
We appreciate you for the privilege, for the honor. Kesa
tu bara. We call upon you.
We are blessed because you've called us to come to your holy place, God. Ma hika zodoba dari kasante ke hika zata libo.
I need
God, those like unto thee, O Lord. We thank you, we extol you, mighty God. Lord, by your Son. We thank you, Lord, all more of you, O God. You will increase in us, O God. We die daily to the flesh. In the name of Jesus Christ. Fill my heart with your love, with your prayer. I give you praise, Lord. You lead me, I you, Lord. With me, you are glorified, and you are justified. You are God Almighty, beside you, there is no God of God. We extol you, we adore you, God, who is like unto thee, in our hearts, God. You are upon the throne, your kingdom shall be no hand of God. He is our God, we thank you, we glorify you, God. You are awesome, God. He is our God, keeping us in your name, O God. Your name has kept us, O God. Hallelujah. You kept us in your love. Your preservative power is upon us, O God. We give you praise, O God. Your keeping power is keeping us alive. We come in such a time as this to show forth your praise of you who has colored out of darkness into your marvelous light, O God. We sing you, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We follow you to the very end. Hey, you are the one that saved to the uttermost, God. And we thank you. Your kingdom that shall be known, God. Hey, as at the high, you are the one that sits upon the throne and you reign it forever. Oh, Shadike, Himanda, Kaike, Zahiba.
Bring the fire in me, O God.
Kasatoko, Oba. Father, we thank you, Father, for your fire inside of us, God. Eternal Spirit, we thank you. We are one with you. Our spirit and your spirit are joined together. We have this separate union with you, God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, God. We thank you because we are your ambassador here on earth, God. And we continue to legislate your counsel to stand in every realm of the affairs of man in the name of Jesus, God. Only your counsel alone is allowed, is permitted in my life, in the life of everyone on this platform. In the lap of my family, in the lap of the body of Christ, Father, we thank you because the church and Israel will bow down to the Baal. We will continue to lift your name higher. We will continue to exalt you, Lord. Your kingdom shall be known.
Lift that depression out of there, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And Bible says that this is an example. I am depressed. Therefore, that was that I should have moved the depressed person among us. Your spirit has kindled, your love in us, your fire of
in the name
your
of
fire of Rabbi is kindled in our spirit.
I lift it up, Lord. Feel my cup, Lord.
Spirit of living God, we acknowledge you, we recognize you, we honor you. Spirit of living God, thank you for holding us up. Thank you for lifting our head up, hallelujah. You are our glory and the lifter up of our heads, God. Blessed be your name. Father, we just thank you, Lord. As the deer panting after the water broke, I was so panting after you, God. Hallelujah. You are the only one that matters, God. I make peace for you. You are not Jesus, God. You are the only one that matters, God. I make peace for you. You are not Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. There are thrones, there are kingdoms, Lord. But your kingdom shall reign forever over all the kingdoms of this world. You are the Elohim above all the Elohim.
Feel my cup, O Lord.
We bless your name, God. Because you have seen the hand from the beginning, God. We appreciate you, God. You are still in control and continue to reign forever. Your kingdom is at
all. Lord, I lift you up,
Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and
make me whole. Shalalilava,
resekete rebo
shalalilava,
fill my cup, Lord, and lift it up. Heal my heart, O Lord. There are some of you that are in this room right now that are depressed.
We appreciate you for filling us to overflowing
of the spirit presence of God. That's right. That's what brings that depression. God, even now, open your mouth wide, saith the Lord, and I will feel it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Ask of me rain in the time of the latter rain. Hallelujah. And I will make bright clouds, and I will give you rain to everyone grass in the field. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Any more quotations?
Glory to God.
Glory to
God. Spirit of might. The might above all might. We thank you.
Call upon the name of the Lord. Whether you are alone, whether you are in the listening lounge, whether you are in the office, whether you are in the house, wherever you be, call upon the name of the Lord. There is a time of this. I pray that we will not miss this hour.
We bless you, God.
Glory to God. The Lord's hands are open. The Lord's hands are open right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Open to pour out His blessing upon us.
And we give you our
lift
to
your
you,
cup
give our
up
to you,
and then heal
give our
your cup.
You, God.
In
you
the name
God
of Jesus.
By yourself, God.
Feel it all.
You are God,
feel it all
by yourself, God.
Overflow.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In
Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir.
I am going to take the people on the platform one by one that you can pray. And others may join us later. Ask my wife to go first, lead us in this prayer. Then I'll come to Statute Lion, and then Star Veronica. And in the meantime, if others want to join us, feel free to do that. All right, so let's pray. Are you there, honey? Okay, let's go to Sister Titi Lion. You go ahead. Okay, she's there now.
Yes, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory
pray
God,
this
Lord.
Prayer for us as we are praying to seek the Lord more, to thirst more for His righteousness. We got to do this.
Hallelujah. Father Lord, we just come to your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for thus far you have led us to seek after you, O Lord. My soul seek after the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being, with everything that I have, O Lord, that we may seek after you with our whole heart, O Lord, night and day. Lord, as our spirits will be entwined, Lord, with your spirit. Lord, that even while we sleep, Lord, you will pray to us, even in the watches of the night, Lord. Lord, that we will be entwined to your spirit. Lord, that we line up with that influence of your spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that you will work in us, Lord, that you talk with us in everything that we do. We know that you are already calling us to this higher calling, to walk with you in all our days, O Lord. That our days, Lord, will be in your hands, O Lord. That you will bless our rising up and our laying down. Lord, even when we are sleeping, Lord, you will minister to us. You minister grace. You minister the ability and the desire to follow hard after you, to follow after you, Lord, and to bless your name at all times. Lord, we are your worshiper, to worship you night and day. Yes, to worship you night and day. To
kunda.
Praise you, to worship you.
God,
in the spirit. To pray in the spirit at all times. For the enemy, our enemy, the devil walks around like a wolf to devour us. But he will not devour us because we are always up to his. We are always up to his, O Lord. Father, you are
thirsty
all the time, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Kambo, share
it.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you power and majesty.
Let us continue really, in your presence, O Lord,
make me
all the days of our life, that we may say of a truth, we have been with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, Lord, fill our hearts with the fire. Let our tongues be touched with coals of fire from the altar. In the name of Jesus, Sister Titilayo, please raise your voice and pray over the room for every one of us. Glory to God. Sister Titilayo, are you there?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Can you pray? Can you pray? Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Sorry, in case you are just hearing the noise, I'm on my break time. I'm just going for a walk so it might be a bit noisy, but I will sit here and pray. Father, we thank you, mighty God. We thank you. We appreciate you because of who you are. Thank you so much because of your faithfulness. We appreciate you because of the grace of God over our lives. We thank you for the privilege to talk with you. We appreciate you because you hear us always. Blessed be to your name in Jesus' name. Father, we draw strength from you because we know of ourselves we can do nothing, but because of you, we can do all things, O God. You dwell in us. We thank you so much, O God. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you, Father, for what it is you're doing in our lives, O God. Individually, you're meeting every one of us at the point of our needs. We thank you. We worship you. We give you praise, O God. Thank you, Father, for your word. We continue to pant after you, O God. We continue to long to see you face to face. Be thou exalted, O God. Be thou lifted up, O God. In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You cut out there. I don't know if you were done.
I think she's done. Yes, she's done.
Oh, okay. She looks like she cut out. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. As we call upon your name today, Lord, individually and collectively, Father, we pray that you will hear, O Lord, and download upon us even greater desire to be in your presence. Inspire in our hearts to go after you even more in the name of Jesus. So seek you with all our hearts that we may find you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Veronica, are you there? Can you pray?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus over our spirit, soul, and body. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, you are so faithful. Lord, you are real. Father, you are mighty. Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory. Lord, we give you all the honor. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we thank you for whom you are. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. Lord, we thank you for all you do for us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your promises. Because your promises, they are yea and amen. Your word never fall out empty. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mighty acts. Lord, we say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, every day in our life. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we are asking, Lord, that you rekindle your power, your zeal. Lord, your spirit upon each and every one of us. Lord, Father, that anointing, Lord, we are asking that you fill us afresh. Fill us afresh. Fresh anointing. Oh, Father. That, Lord, when we lay, oh, Lord, upon you, all our heart, Father, we know you never leave us alone.
Amen.
We know you are always with us. Father, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. Because your word says, ask, you shall receive. Ask, you shall be given. Lord, we are asking this morning that you fill us afresh. Lord, in a greater dimension, Father, a hundredfold anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, come upon us. Father, come upon us. Lord, Father, that our heart, our soul, oh, Father, be tasting, oh, Lord, after your righteousness, after you daily in our life, even when we are sleeping. Lord, even wherever we are, Lord, even when we are walking, even when we are eating, even, Lord, oh, Lord, we are reading. Lord, you will breathe on us, Lord. Breathe in us, oh Lord, each and every one of us, oh Lord, that are listening now, that are hearing, that want to, oh Father, rekindle your spirit, rekindle love. Lord, come down upon us, each and every one of us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, oh Father, that this zeal, that, oh Lord, you put upon us, even when we first give our life to you, that zeal to follow you, that passion to follow you, that heart to follow you, that one that make us, even when we are eating, we'll be thinking, we'll be tasting of you, Father. Lord, bring it back to us, Lord. Bring us back to that realm, oh Father, wherein, Lord, we were bubbling your joy. Lord, that this time will be more than that, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, King of glory, you are the Lord God that never fails. You are the Lord God that heareth answers. You are the Lord God, oh, Father, that say, ask of me, oh, Father, that when we call on you, you show forth. Lord, that is why we are here. That is why we ask of you. That is why we never relent. That is why we are never tired following you, to walk with you. Father, help us to walk with you. Oh, Father, to walk with you. Lord, to be with you. Lord, Father, to think of you. Oh, Father, Lord, God everlasting, that we will not lack. None of us will slack following you. None of us, oh Lord, will be despondent. None of us, oh Lord, will slack back. None of us, oh Lord, will have double mind. Oh, Father, Lord, but Lord, that mind to follow you to the end. Lord, that glorious day, that glorious, oh, we behold, we look forward. Lord, we focus on
in that.
Lord, we will not look back. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thank you so much for that prayer. So let us seek the Lord and pursue him with all of our heart, and keep on keeping on until the end. And the Lord will continue to fill us with his righteousness, fill us with his spirit. He will fill the void in our souls. When we, our soul feel like, you know, we are famished, you know, and we are like an owl in the wilderness, like a pelican in the desert. And that's the time for us to lift up our souls, you know, in the Lord, and he will revive us again, even in the breath of his spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Lola, welcome. Can you pray?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to sing a quick song. Lord, I thirst for you, and I long to be in your presence. My soul will wait for you. Father, draw me nearer, draw me nearer to the beauty of your holiness. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, our soul longs for you, Lord. Father, we long to be in your presence, Lord. Our soul thirsts for you every single day, every moment, Lord. Father, fill us with your beauty of your holiness, Lord. Fill us with your glory, Lord. Fill us with your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, anoint our heads with oil. Let our cups run over, Lord. Father, anoint us with your peace, Lord. Father, fill us with your love in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Father, let us experience you fresh. Let us have a fresh, a renewed experience with you, Lord. Father, today let us experience you like never before, Lord. Father, Lord, ignite that fire, Lord, that we used to have, Lord. Let it burn hotter for you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, everything that we've used to replace you, Lord, remove it from us and let us be filled with your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Every distraction, Lord, that has taken us away from seeking you, Lord, we pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we realign ourselves back, Father, back according to your will, Lord. Let us be realigned back to what you've called us to, who you've called us to be, Lord. Father, help us to focus on being the child of God that you've called us. And let us be just remove the distraction of everything that we're doing. We do, but we don't sit and just be who you've called us to be, what you've called us to be. Lord, fill us afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill us till we overflow. Fill us till we overflow in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, fill our heart's desires, Lord. Every longing, every yearning that we have inside of us, Lord, let it be filled by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let us be so satisfied that we look nowhere else, Lord, to be filled, Lord. Everywhere that we're seeking fulfillment, satisfaction, let us find it in you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Only you can satisfy our souls. Father, satisfy our souls.
Yes,
satisfy our souls in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we receive everything that you have for us, Lord. Everything that you have, Lord. Father, we pray that we would listen, Lord. That we would be still and receive. That we would not rush and go helter-skelter, but we would sit and receive everything that you have. Every word that you have. Hallelujah. Every infilling that you have, Lord. Give us the strength, Lord, to continue in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I speak over everyone who is holding on by a string, Lord. Father, strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. You say those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, Lord. Father, renew our strength, Lord. Let us mount up with wings as eagles, Lord. Let us run and not be weary. Let us walk and not faint in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's receive the strength. Father, we receive the strength to continue. Hallelujah. To continue to seek you every single day, Father, Lord. Father, that we would wake up and the first thing we do is to sing your praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us wake up every morning and sing your praise. Let us go to sleep before we sleep to sing your praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our hearts be filled with songs. Songs of praise and songs of worship to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because we know when we call upon you, you always hear us, Lord. You always hear us.
Hallelujah.
You never leave us. You never forsake us, Lord. You are always with us, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Yes, let us experience, Lord, the glory of your goodness, Lord. Let us, O God, become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Lord, we welcome you into our lives. Flood our hearts. Flood our soul with your spirit. Let us be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When you feel like this thing that the psalmist wrote in Psalm 102, he said, my days are consumed like smoke. My bones are burned as an heart. My heart is meeting, withered like the grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. And verse 5 says, by reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. Well, when you feel all like this, there's only one thing you need. And you need to cry out more for God. I am like a pelican in the wilderness, he said. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and I'm a sparrow alone. When you feel alone, when you feel that so withered like that, you call upon the name of the Lord and he will refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. Our soul needs him, you know, and when it's deflated of his presence, it goes into depression. But when we call upon him, when we yearn more for him, we should not be ever complacent. Call upon him even more and more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this room. I pray over everyone that's in this room today that has listened in and has joined in the prayer that you will continue to fire up that, you know, fire in our hearts. So crank it up, Lord. Help us to crank it up. Help us to say yes. Give us, Lord, the ability to say yes to you, Lord. We want to give you our yes all the time. You know, that we make ourselves available for the work of the Holy Spirit. As we pant and as our hearts yearn after you, Lord, fill us with your righteousness, even as it is this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to thank everybody that's been in the house today. Thank you for joining us and all that you do coming in here. Star City Lyle, thank you for posting scriptures today. Looks like you have scripture duty today. That's good. We appreciate that. There is a link at the top of the room, and my wife already went over there. There is the 15-minute morning prayer declaration for the families. Since we are closing early today, I invite you just click that link at the top of the room and just join. Let's join them and pray together with our families for the next few minutes. It's only a 15-minute prayer room. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining. We'll be back again tomorrow by the grace of God, and the Lord strengthen us. And let's continue to press more and more towards the Lord. And when we seek him with all our hearts, he has promised that we will find him. He has promised to pour out his spirit upon us, even upon our children. And as we seek him, to desire even his word and his presence, let's combine that with praising the Lord at all times. And he will lift the spirit of heaviness. The presence of the Lord will come in and we will be on fire for the Lord. Now let's do this many times throughout the day. Sammy said, I pray 7 times a day. Let's do it as often as we can. Get back in his presence. Refresh and recharge. And the Lord will help us to keep that fire burning. God bless everyone. And have a blessed day. If you are available for the next few minutes or so, you can click that link at the top of the room. Cross over there and join them in that declaration for the family. It will be over in less than 15 minutes. God bless you. Have a great day, everyone. See you.